Good morning. We began a journey. Many of you probably were unaware of it, but we began a journey together over a year ago. On March 25th, 2011, we celebrated the incarnation when Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary. We celebrated Christmas. We celebrated his life, death, and resurrection. And now that celebration that began over a year ago, that memory of Christ's life comes to its completion today in the ascension. And the image is this, that Jesus Christ as King was in his kingdom of heaven and was sent to earth, sent outside his castle, if you will, to go conquer the foreign armies, the armies of evil. And now today he is returning triumphantly with his subjects, that's you and I, into his castle. He's welcoming us and leading us there to be with him. This is what we celebrate in the ascension, where Jesus Christ returns to his kingdom to take up his throne, to take up his power in heaven. Are you there with him? His power plays out in two essential ways, which St. Paul explains in the second reading. First, he says that he puts all things beneath his feet. Have you ever seen the movie The Passion of the Christ? At the very beginning of the movie, Jesus is suffering in the garden. He's taking on the weight of all of our sins. And he gains this strength as he's almost lying on the ground, stooped down. He gains this strength as he sees that serpent coming, to get up and then to throw down his foot on the head of that serpent, to crush the head of Satan. That's what it means for him to put all things under his feet, to conquer every sin. I visited with a guy in confession recently. It'd been about 8 or 10 years since he'd been to confession. And he said, "Father, I haven't been to confession for so long because I felt like I had to conquer my sin before I could come back and tell God I was truly sorry." How many of us do this? We feel like I really got to get my life in order before I can come back to Jesus and really say I'm sorry. And there's a certain truth to that. But there's also a lie. Because what Satan loves to do is to get us to despair, to think, well, I've got to get this one sin conquered in my life before I can really be truly repentant. But at the core of that, guys, is us trying to conquer sin on our own. If you have to go to confession every day or every week for the rest of your life, that is okay. That's letting Jesus Christ conquer your sin instead of trying to do it on your own. Have you ever seen a statue of Mary and there's a snake underneath her foot? You see, Mary was the one who allowed Jesus to come and live, literally live inside of her. And because she allowed that, not from her own power, but the power of Jesus, she was able to crush the head of Satan. And God wants the same thing for you. That when you let Jesus come and live inside of you and conquer everything in your life, you will have the power to crush the head of Satan. Secondly, St. Paul says that Jesus is to be head over all things. Think of head as in the body, as is, was in the opening prayer, that he leads the body. In fact, if you were to go to an old church and celebrate the, or go to an older mass, the Tridentine Mass, some of you remember it, the priest would be facing east, and the people would be facing east with him. And the reason for that is the priest was supposed to symbolize that headship of Christ leading you to the kingdom of God. Why east? Because the Bible says that that is the direction Jesus is going to come from at the second coming. Head over all things. Think head of the table, the one who's in charge, the one who commands obedience. And a lot of us say with our lips that Jesus is in charge, but not with our lives, right? Because that's scarier. It's scary to hand over control. Is Jesus head over your finances? I had a lady call me a couple weeks ago and gripe me out for talking about politics at Mass. Jesus was a very political figure. You can go through life and start compartmentalizing everything. You put your politics over here, your finances over here, and your religion over here. But that's not what Jesus taught. Jesus taught us to integrate our faith into everything. That when he's truly head over our lives, he's head of finances, he's head of politics, he's head of fertility, he is head of family. He's the one in charge. And this can be very, very scary because it requires us to hand over total control to a being that we can't see, feel, and touch as much as we'd like to. Last month here at Christ the King was a very bad month financially for us. And there was a couple weeks there where I would go to bed every night and I couldn't sleep because I'm worried about, you know, are we going to be able to make it? And, you know, what's the future of this parish? And I went to prayer one morning, Tuesday morning, as we were having adoration. And I'd been kind of holding this in. And yeah, I'd been praying, but I hadn't really been telling God about it. And I finally, you know, you get to that low point in your life where you're like, I just can't take it anymore. So I started telling Jesus all about it. Probably the rest of the people in the chapel thought I was nuts. And I very distinctly felt in my heart and in my mind Jesus saying, it's going to be okay. And so I decided in that moment to just let go and let him take care of things. It's his parish, not mine. And sure enough, things got better. Brothers and sisters, when you let Jesus have control in your life, he's not just going to let you get by. There's a saying, that Jesus asks you for everything, but he rarely requires it of you. He asks you to give up everything, but he rarely requires it of you. Will you let him conquer your sin for you instead of trying to do it yourself? And will you let him be the head of every aspect of your lives?